First of all, and I think Arizona State's a really good football team. Knew that coming in, and as I told our coach before the game, that I was kind of hoping it's going to be a rebuilding year when a new staff comes in and everything else, and they were really good and very talented. So, you know, we played a very good football team. It was obviously very proud of our team for competing and battling. You know, there's a lot of dynamics, a lot of things happened in that game. There's obviously a lot of things I'm disappointed too with also, and things that we need to get corrected and fixed. I think there's a lot of the things that happened on both sides of the football. There were field position penalties and all, just a lot of stuff that was going on. But bottom line is, you know, we did the things necessary to win at the end. A tough game for a first start, a redshirt freshman quarterback. But, you know, he just joined the ranks of the other freshmen there. So proud of our team, battling. And there are a lot of things to improve to get better at. Yeah, well, that was you know, it was going to be a game time decision, and he has an irritation, inflammation of his bursar. No structural problems at all. The shoulder, absolutely none. His labrum's absolutely 100%. Everything. There's no structural problems. It was just too painful for him, and he didn't want to play. So, in between him and the medical staff, they make those decisions. I don't make those decisions. So, and we told Corbin last night and possibly during the week that he might have to play. I was hoping James could play, but he didn't feel like he could do it.
There was something about the pregame interview about declining a painkiller injection.
No, they just asked me, did they take an injection? I said no. He didn't want to do that. He didn't do that. What's that?
It wasn't that he
I'm not going to get all that. You're looking for the big story here. There's not. It's no big story. Okay. So. What's that? Who's the backup behind him? Well, if we just had to finish a game, James could kind of take it snaps to finish a game like that. But Matty Mock would have. We'd have to put Matty Mock in.
Going forward, I mean, assuming James, I don't know if you have a timetable if James plays next week, but if he's healthy.
We'll find out next week. So.
He looked like, just watching the warm up, he was throwing it well, and Crespi didn't look like he gained pain from watching.
Well, you know. Yeah, obviously did, so he couldn't play. So,
yeah.
I thought he did a lot of good things. It's a tough environment. We watched what we did with him. We were very conservative. Even at the end, we were conservative. We felt if we're going to have to win, we'd win with our defense. And that's why we kind of make decisions, you know, from that standpoint. And a lot of things that we did out there called the game a lot different. Well, it says you got a remarkable will to battle, and you know, balls with first and goal on the two, or I'm going to say two or three, exactly where it was, and to go out there and stop them, and then also, you know, we were very conservative with Corbin coming out, and we very possibly knew that, you know, that we're probably possibly going to get a first down, but we also wanted to make sure that, you know, we didn't make any mistakes down there, and then we get a punt return, it gives them field position, very little hang time on the punt. And defense is thrown out there again and battled, and they had one timeout left, and then Ronte made that great play, and it was very fitting for those guys as they battled the whole day. Give their quarterbacks, you know, play. We had him stop twice, and he's diving, he's jumping up on the sidelines, throwing balls across the field, and made a couple plays that most guys can never make. I mean, we were out of those drives, and you get a great quarterback to make, and a young quarterback too, that makes some two huge plays, and so give them credit for that. What's that? What's my next step? Come in tomorrow morning and evaluate all the kicking game. And I don't know what are you looking for? Oh, I don't know. We had bad snaps on PAT field goal. I think four in a row. They rolled back. So we have to evaluate all those things. There was a lot of things. There was too many penalties. We had the ball three times in scoring position. We got no points out of it. You know. There's a lot of things. When you got a redshirt freshman quarterback, a redshirt freshman center, and a freshman out of high school left guard, and a walk-on right guard, and a redshirt sophomore right tackle that had never played before, it ain't going to look pretty all the time. I'm just telling you, we're going to battle. We're going to keep getting better. Hopefully, we can get Jack back. He tried to play and played a little bit, and we got him back. So he'll be back healthy. And down the road, we might get some others. And it doesn't matter. You know, we're going to have to battle through it. But you know, and then you throw a redshirt freshman quarterback behind that, and it's just a lot of fun. Just a blast, man. These challenges are just what I look forward to, you know? Oh, that's up to James. I have no problem with that. That's James, period. That's him. That's up to him.
No question about his toughness?
No. I don't have questions about his toughness at all. You know, we saw him play last year. No.
Gary, just how unusual was that for you with some uncertainty at that position where you've had such continuity for more than a decade?
Yeah, I was trying to think out of my whole career. My whole career, you know. I can't think of Washington just one time. I remember Chris Chandler got hurt against Arizona, and Kerry Conklin we had to put in as a backup, had finished the last two games. I don't know that it must have happened sometime, but it's rarely ever happened to me. And I've been very fortunate because it happens a lot to a lot of different people. Changes the game. We all know that. Ask the Indianapolis Colts. You know, it's you know, different. I mean, it's, you all know that. And then, you know, but everybody's got to step it up a little bit. You know, all the defense, everybody stepped it up. No moaning and groaning or complaining. But if we want to be a good football team, you know, we got to quit, you know, doing things in the kicking game and doing things, penalties, and wasting scoring opportunities when we have them. You know, when you're young like that, you got to get all that stuff on your side. And so that's stuff that we got to do, and that's coaching, and that's, you know, the urgency of players, because obviously we're going to keep, you know, playing good teams week in, week out, and it's going to start next week with South Carolina.